Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to watch this message. My name is Matt Paddock, and I'm one of the pastors here at Relevant Community Church. And it is my prayer that something in this message inspires and empowers you to take your best next step to follow Jesus. And as you take steps in continually following Jesus, that you are more and more transformed into everything God has created you to be. I hope you enjoy this message.
It's helpful when kids donate because it might be a little bit of money, but it adds up to a lot.
My generosity has already made an impact on me personally, showing me that I can do things even when they're hard.
I gave my money for my lemonade stand. I was gonna get a pet, but I used the money for the church because I want more people to come to church and learn about God and Jesus.
Generosity really helps put your trust in God. It helps show yourself how much you trust him. I think it's really important to start practicing being generous when you're young because it leads to better habits when you're older.
I gave my money because I love God more than I love my money. I think God is going to make my church bigger so then more kids can fit into the Relevant Kids room.
God is transforming me through my generosity by encouraging me and pushing me to take the next step, go to the limits and do things that I'm a little uncomfortable with, but still trusting him and trusting that he has a plan for me.
I gave $10 because I think God will give it to the kids in the orphanages all around the world. It's important to be generous because if you're generous, you might make other people be generous too.
Really giving that up and just giving it to God so that he can transform me and my heart and our church and the next generation, because the next generation is so important.
As kids, we can only give so much money because we don't make that much money. But the money that we do give adds up, and if lots of us give it, then it'll, like, we can make a bigger impact.
My commitment to this Unfinished is just, it's the impact. I went today to my freshman year. I signed up 3 days before it, and I also just like I put my faith in Jesus, which, like, that's amazing. So putting my faith in Jesus, all that, it was just great. And it really made an impact in my life, and I think it's gonna make an impact in everyone else's.
I gave money because then kids can have more space. I think it's good to be generous because then maybe something better could happen.
Commitment and Unfinished is really just about trusting God and sacrificing those things that may cause you anxiety and out of your comfort zone, because it's worth it in the end.
How cool is that? Hey, if that doesn't stir your heart and move you and inspire you, I honestly don't know what will. Today is a big day. Today's a culmination of Unfinished. Today is Commitment Sunday. Today, we all have the opportunity, like those kids and students who went before us, to step out in faith and make our 2-year Unfinished generosity commitments on one of these cards. Now, if this is your first time here with us at Relevant, we obviously don't expect you to do that. We don't want anything from you, and you don't need to feel any pressure to do anything today. But you did pick a great day to be here, because today you're going to witness an incredible move of God as many of us take some of the biggest steps of faith that we've ever taken before. And to understand what I mean, let me just catch you up real quick. Over the past 5 weeks, we've been in a series called Unfinished, but Unfinished is more than just a 5-week series. Unfinished is a new season in the life of our church that I believe God wants to use to radically transform you and our church in ways that we can't possibly imagine. And the big idea of Unfinished is that God's transforming work is unfinished. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in you. He's not done transforming you into everything he's created you to be. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in us as a church. He's not done transforming us into everything he's created us to be. I'm confident that God can and wants to carry on to completion his unfinished transforming work in you and in us. And I'm also confident transformation doesn't happen by accident. We must be positioned for it. And according to the writers of Scripture, according to Jesus, one of the ways we position ourselves for it is through our generosity. I said earlier, Unfinished is not just a 5-week series. Unfinished, what it is a 2-year generosity initiative to help carry on to completion God's unfinished transforming work in you and in Relevant Community Church. We've set an unfinished generosity goal of $12 million over the next 2 years to help carry on to completion, first, our unfinished mission of helping transform people into everything God's created us to be, second, our unfinished vision for the Relevance Center, third, the unfinished impact that Jesus has called us to in our community with Korean refugees in Omaha and on the Tyre-Burma border, with helping start new churches, and with supporting our nonprofit partners all around the world. And once again, all that's explained in this unfinished book. If you don't have one, you want one, you lost one, you can get it at the Next Step area. We have a bunch from there, or you can always access this on our website as well. Our two-year generosity goal of $12 million is a God-sized goal. It's the biggest step of faith we've ever taken as a church. However, it's not our primary goal for unfinished. Our primary goal for unfinished is 100% engagement. The only thing that I've asked of anyone over the past 5 weeks is that you, that I, that all of us go before God and ask Him, not me, ask Him, God, what would you have me do? What would you have me do in regard to my generosity over the next 2 years? Our primary goal with Unfinished is not to raise $12 million. If you think it is, if you assume it is, or if you're saying that it is, you've missed something. Our primary goal is that 100% of us, single, married, financially strapped, wealthy, young, old, 100% of us, go before God and ask Him what He would have you do in regard to your generosity over the next 2 years. And then, whatever you feel Jesus prompting, stirring, convicting, inviting you to do, however scary or uncomfortable it is, to sacrificially follow Him, to step out in faith, to trust God by today, Commitment Sunday, making your two-year unfinished generosity commitment on one of these cards. Not because I want anything from you. I do not want anything from you. But because of the transformation I want for you and for me and for us as a church, and transformation doesn't happen by accident. You and I must be positioned for it. And once again, one of the ways we position ourselves for transformation is through our generosity. And the reason that generosity positions us for transformation is because, maybe more than anything else does, generosity proves our trust in God, grows our trust in God, and transfers our trust to God. The more we trust Him, the better the relationship will be. The better our relationship with Him is, the more we experience His presence, and the more He transforms us into everything He's created us to be. And that's ultimately what God wants for you and what Unfinished is all about, which means, if you really want to be more transformed into everything God's created you to be, if you really want Relevant Community Church to be more transformed into everything God's created us to be, the question that you need to answer, you, especially those of the yous, the I's, the we's, who would say we're followers of Christ, the us's, who would say we're part of Relevant and that we love this church, the question that you and I need to answer is my generosity positioning me for transformation? Is my generosity positioning me for God to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming works that He wants to do in me and in our church? And to help you answer this question, throughout the series, we've been looking at four postures that position us for transformation and how true generosity positions us to actually take that posture. And so far, we've talked about three of those postures: the posture of surrender, the posture of sacrifice, and the posture of priority. The final posture that we're looking at today may be the most necessary to position us for transformation. It's the posture of commitment. Now, everyone who's married, everyone who has been married, everyone who wants to be married knows what I'm about ready to say next is 100% true, and that is that commitment matters. Commitment matters. Commitment matters because when we commit ourselves to someone or something, we pledge ourselves to, we dedicate ourselves fully to, we promise ourselves to, we engage completely with, we sacrifice for. Commitment matters. Commitment matters because you can't have a great marriage, can't win a war, can't build a successful company, can't have a winning team, can't be a healthy church, can't achieve anything great without commitment. Commitment matters because our commitments shape us. Commitment matters because commitment is how desired results are achieved. Commitment matters because commitment proves our intent. Commitment matters because commitment shows determination. Commitment matters because what we commit to has our hearts, directs our footsteps, declares our priorities, impacts how we think and feel and act and react. Commitment matters because commitment produces trust. Commitment matters because a commitment facilitates progress. Commitment matters because commitment is how every race is finished. Most importantly, commitment matters because we can't and won't follow Jesus without commitment. This is so important you know this. The path to transformation is paved with commitment. If you've been a part of Relevant for any period of time, you've probably heard me say 1,000 times that we're transformed into everything God's created us to be by following Jesus one next step at a time, which means the path to God's transforming work being carried on to completion in you and me and us is paved with being committed to following Jesus by doing whatever he leads and invites us to do. The path to transformation is paved with commitment. At least according to the Apostle Paul, who would know since he wrote a majority of our New Testament. Now, if this is your first time with us, the inspiration for Unfinished actually came from something that the Apostle Paul wrote in a letter to a church, to the community of Christ followers in the city of Philippi in the first century, about 30 or so years after the events of Jesus' life. And right toward this, the beginning of this letter to them, he wrote, being confident of this, he's saying, I have unwavering faith and trust and confidence in this, that he, that God, who began a good work in you, and he's, the you is individually you when you put your faith in Jesus by asking him to be the forgiver of your sins and lead your life, and you, plural, you, the church, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul was 100% confident that God's transforming work is unfinished. Paul was confident that God can and wants to carry on to completion his unfinished transforming work in them, in us, in you, in himself. And Paul was also confident that won't happen by accident, which is why a little later in the letter he wrote this to them. Not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal of God's completed transforming work in me. But I press on, I commit to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining, committing toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. I'm committed to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's saying, God didn't begin a good transforming work in me and in you, not to continue it, not to finish it, and not to complete it. And I'm confident he will if you follow my example of committing to press on toward the goal of being transformed into everything he's created you to be by following Jesus wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, faithfully, and in full surrender to him. According to Paul, the path to transformation is paved with commitment. In another letter to another church, this time in the city of Corinth, Paul reiterated the same thing in a different way. It's in 1 Corinthians 9. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? And they're going, yeah, Paul, we know that. What's your point? Paul's saying, my point is this. My point is, run in such a way, commit yourself in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games, and by the way, right there, he's probably referring to what we now call the Olympic Games, which had been around for about 800 years at that point in time, and they were very popular around the Mediterranean rim in the first century. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown or a prize that will not last, but we do it to get a crown or a prize that will last forever. A runner who truly wants to win is committed to do anything and everything it takes to cross the finish line first to receive the prize for winning. Well, as followers of Christ, we're running a much more important race for a much bigger, better, more significant prize, which is God's transforming work being carried on to completion in us and through us. Like a runner, Paul knew the path to experiencing that prize is paved with commitment. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like Mike Tyson. See what I did there? I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. He's saying, I don't hope and wish and pray to experience God's unfinished transforming work. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave. He's saying, I commit myself in every single way so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize of God's completed transforming work. Paul was 100% confident God's transforming work is unfinished. Paul was confident that God can and wants to carry it on to completion. And Paul was also confident that won't happen by accident. Paul knew the path to transformation is paved with commitment. So Paul committed himself to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, faithfully, and in full surrender to him. And that's why at the end of his life, as he reflected on his entire life, he was able to confidently say, I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. Paul said, I can say with confidence, the transforming work that God began in me is complete. It's finished. And relevant, I want nothing more than to see that happen in me. And to see that happen in you. And to see that happen in us. God can and wants to carry on to completion his transforming work in you and in us, but transformation doesn't happen by accident. We must be positioned for it. And we position ourselves for it by taking the posture of being committed to following Jesus, doing whatever he leads us and he invites us to do, one next step at a time. Commitment matters. No marriage has ever succeeded without commitment. No mortgage has ever been paid off without commitment. No muscles have ever grown without commitment. And most importantly, no transformation has ever been experienced without commitment. Commitment matters because we can't and we won't follow Jesus without commitment. Commitment matters because we won't take the posture of surrendering our lives to Jesus, sacrificially following him, or prioritizing him as first in our lives without being committed to it. Commitment matters. But commitment is hard. Commitment costs us. But commitment is worth it because the path to transformation is paved with commitment. The path to God's transforming work being carried on to completion in you and me and us as a church is paved with being committed to following Jesus in every single aspect of our lives, which includes whatever he would have us do in regard to our generosity. And that's why over the past 5 weeks, the only thing I've asked of you is that you go before God and ask him, God, what would you have me do? What would you have me do in regard to my generosity over the next 2 years? And then whatever you feel Jesus prompting, stirring, convicting, inviting you to do, commit to follow him wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, faithfully, and in full surrender to him. The path to transformation is paved with commitment. So let me ask you a question. Will you commit to do what Jesus would have you do? Would you commit to do what Jesus is inviting you to do in regard to your generosity? Now, here's the reality. Every commitment starts somewhere. Every commitment starts with declaring your commitment. A marriage commitment starts with a wedding ceremony and a ring. A commitment to buy and own and pay for a home starts with signing a contract. A commitment to follow Jesus starts with baptism to publicly proclaim that you've put your faith in Jesus, asking him to be the forgiver of your sins and declaring that you want to follow him as the leader of your life. Our commitment to do what God would have us do in regard to our generosity over the next 2 years through Unfinished starts with this card. So what I want you to do is just grab that card, grab that commitment card. Maybe you brought a completed one with you, or you're using the one on your chair. If you're watching online, you can access this card on the website. Grab this card, place it in your hand. What we're doing today matters. What we're doing today is significant. The numbers that we're writing on these cards, they mean something. It means something for you and your heart. Christy and I have been praying for months about our 2-year unfinished generosity commitment. We've been going before God and asking him, God, what would you have us do? God, what would you have us do? God, what would you have us do? And a while back, there was a specific number in my heart, like I felt like we were supposed to commit over the next 2 years. And the number scared me. And I started justifying all the reasons why we couldn't do that. I mean, I have a daughter in college. I have another one who graduates high school in 2 years. In order to give the amount on my heart, I knew over the next 2 years we would have to stop investing anything for our future. And that scares me. And over the next 2 years, we would have to stop helping Grace pay for college and resave for college like we currently are. And that crushes my heart as their dad. Furthermore, I knew that we couldn't do it based on my income over the next 2 years. I knew it would take a large portion of our savings. And as we wrestled with God, one thought just kept coming to my mind, and the thought was, will you trust me? Will you trust me? We've concluded that God has led us to the number that was on my heart a while back, but we're scared. And we don't know how we're going to do it. The number Christy and I are putting on this card, it represents a nervous heart, but a heart that's declaring, God, we trust you. We trust you. A heart that's wholeheartedly committed to the unfinished transforming work that God wants to carry on to completion in us, in our marriage, in our family, and in our church. What will the number on your card represent? Will it represent your trust in God? Will it represent a wholehearted commitment to follow Jesus? As you prepare to put a number on your card as your pastor, I want to challenge you again to ask the question that I've asked you to pray about over the past few weeks. And the question is this commitment positioning me for transformation? God, is this generosity commitment positioning me for you to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work that you want to do in me or in us as a couple if you're married and in our church? Does the number written on this card represent my wholehearted commitment to surrender my life to Christ, sacrificially follow him, and prioritize him as first in my life? I encourage you to honestly answer this question, because the path to transformation is paved with commitment. The numbers on these cards, they don't only mean something for you, they also mean something for us as a church. God's transforming work is unfinished in us. He's not done transforming us into everything he's created us to be. The numbers written on these cards matter because they will help carry on to completion first the unfinished mission of our unfinished mission of helping reach people for Jesus, inspire and empower them to follow Jesus so that they're transformed by Jesus. Second, our unfinished vision for the Relevant Center. And third, the unfinished impact that Jesus called us to in our community and around the world. The unfinished generosity goal of $12 million over the next 2 years. It's a God-sized goal. It's the biggest step of faith we've ever taken as a church. And some don't think it's possible. I say, why not? I mean, with God, our God, all things are possible. And even though I know that it's possible, it's not what God is primarily after through Unfinished. What God is primarily after is all of us positioning ourselves for him to carry on to completion his unfinished transforming work in you and in me and in us by following Jesus wholeheartedly, passionately, sacrificially, faithfully, and in full surrender. If we all do that, God will be glorified. God will pour out his transforming power in us and through us. God will do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. And we'll experience God's presence and power like never before. What we're doing today, it matters. It matters for you. It matters for the rest of our church. It matters for the future of Relevant. It matters for the mission that Jesus has called us on. It matters for God's kingdom and God's glory. It matters for the unfinished transforming work that God wants to carry on to completion in you, in our church, and through our church. It matters because commitment matters. It matters because the path to transformation is paved with commitment. So let me ask you again, will you follow Jesus by committing to do what God would have you do? Some of you want to commit, but you're scared. What you're feeling God is leading you to do is the biggest step of faith you ever taken, and it's filling you with fear and filling you with reservation. Let me just tell you, you're not alone. That's why a few weeks ago, I asked everyone who was ready and willing to make their 2-year unfinished generosity commitment to come to Advanced Commitment Night and commit to what they felt God leading them to do first, to step out in faith first, to trust God first. And it was a powerful night. God moved. I was completely blown away by the steps of faith that so many of you took. Go ahead and take a look. What we're doing tonight, it matters. It matters for you. It matters for the rest of our church. It matters for the future of Relevant. It matters for the mission that Jesus has called us on. It matters for God's kingdom and glory. It matters for the unfinished transforming work that God wants to carry on to completion in you and our church. Tonight, we're going first to lead the way together. So let me ask you again, who is willing to go first, lead the way, and join me tonight in committing, in dedicating, in devoting, in consecrating themselves to what God would have you do?
This unfinished commitment means to us that we are willing to take the lead of God and give more than we've ever given before, and know that we're truly unfinished as a couple and in our journey with God. And this is just a very beautiful thing.
For us, unfinished means stepping out of our comfort zone and into sacrificial generosity for the very first time.
To me, my unfinished commitment means loosening my tight grip of control in my life and just giving it up to God and trusting Him.
To me, my unfinished commitment means giving back to what is God's in the first place and trusting Him with my life completely.
Relevant has always met us exactly where we're at, given me more opportunity than I deserve to grow in my faith, to walk out what God has for me. So to me, unfinished is really just continuing to take those steps and what God has for me to do everything that I can do and trust Him to do everything He can do, and hopefully continue to make me a small part of that.
To me, our unfinished commitment means the sacrifice of comfort. My life is comfortable, and God is worth my uncomfort, because I know that's when I experience more of Him, and that's what I want more than anything.
To us, our unfinished commitment means walking into this event with one number and writing down another number. It honestly means trusting God.
To us, our unfinished commitment means breaking chains.
Being a part of something bigger than myself.
Surrendering our future.
Obedience. And trust.
Trust. Bringing us to trust Him more.
Fully putting our trust in God.
Surrendering and letting go.
Fully surrendering to God and His plan for me through my career, my relationships, and my future, both financially
and relationally.
To me, my unfinished commitment means growing my trust in Jesus in all things, not just in my finances, but every aspect of my life.
I just know that God is not done working in our lives as a family, but as a whole, as a church as well.
My unfinished commitment to me means using God's provision in new and transforming ways, not only for myself, but for my family, for my church, and ultimately for His glory.
To us, our unfinished commitment means willing to do whatever it takes to reach the next generation for Jesus.
My unfinished commitment means giving kids the same opportunities to get to know Jesus as I was given.
Relevant was the first place where someone has tried to reach out to me and not just shove me aside when I was little and give me some toys. They tried to show me who God was.
To us, unfinished means trusting in God. We are unfinished.
To me, our unfinished commitment tonight means souls being saved, that we can reach more people, and eternity's changed.
It's an investment in the future.
The path to transformation is paved with commitment. So let me ask you again. Will you follow Jesus by committing to do what God would have you do? In just a moment, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to write your 2-year unfinished generosity commitment on this card. And then we'll all get the opportunity to come forward, to drop our cards in the barrels, and commit to what God is leading each of us to do together. For those of you who were at Advanced Commitment Night, first, I just want to just thank you for going first. And I would love for you to lead by example again today and drop another card in. Most of you, it's going to be the same exact number. Some of you may feel like God's leading you to change your number. If that's the case, just trust Him. For Rooted students, Youth United students who committed at Rooted or Youth United, you don't have to come drop another card in unless you want to or unless you feel like God's calling you to change your number. And if that's the case, trust Him. Trust Him. Some of you have no intention of making a 2-year unfinished generosity commitment. That's okay. You don't need to feel any pressure to, and there is no judgment if you don't. For the rest of us, as you look at this card, I want to remind you of a couple things. First, your unfinished generosity commitment will be your total giving over the next 2 years. Regular giving, expanded giving, end of the year giving, Be Rich offering giving, everything. Your total giving over the next 2 years and will go toward everything we're trying to do as a church over the next 2 years, which once again is all outlined in this book. Secondly, you don't have to fill out all the blanks in this card. The only box you need to fill out is the most important one. It's the box at the bottom that indicates your total unfinished generosity commitment over the next 2 years. Oh, and put your contact information on there so we know who the heck you are. For some, this is the first time you're committing to give generously and sacrificially, and I'm so excited for you and the transforming work that God is going to do in you and through you because of it. I'm excited because generosity generates transformation. For others, today, you're committing to no longer give God your leftovers. You've gone before God, you've asked Him what He would have you do, and today you're committing to give back to God your first and your best from this point forward. And by doing so, you're putting Him first in your life, first in your heart, and first in priority, and that's all Jesus wants from His followers. For others, today you're feeling God leading you to commit to a number you don't think is possible. You're wrestling between the safe choice and the courageous choice. And if that's you right now, I believe that God's inviting you to trust me. Trust me. Some of you came here today thinking you were going to commit one thing, but you feel God nudging at you that the number you came in with is not the right number. You've thought about a number that you could do that fits on the spreadsheet and that could even be considered sacrificial. It's larger than anything you've ever done before, but you feel a stirring that that's not the number that God is calling you to. Well, will you trust God and do what He would have you do? Listen, regardless if you've been generous in the past or not, regardless of the amount written on the card, my prayer is that for all of us is that as we look at the numbers on these cards, we know we're doing what God would have us do. We know that this commitment is positioning us for transformation. We know that through this commitment, we're declaring, God, I trust you. And that's all he's asking of us today. God's transforming work is unfinished. God's transforming work is unfinished in you, in us as a church, and through us as a church. And I'm confident that he will carry it on to completion if we surrender all of ourselves into his hands. Sacrificially follow him and prioritize him and commit to trust God together. As you get ready to write your unfinished generosity commitment on the card, I want to invite you to go before God one final time and pray, is this commitment positioning me for transformation? God, is this generosity commitment positioning me for you to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work that you want to do in me, in us as a couple if you're married, and in our church? As Jason plays, I want to give you a few minutes to pray, to think, to write. If you're married, feel free to quietly talk and pray with your spouse during this time as well. Stay seated, and in a few moments, I'll come back up and give you some final instructions. Today, it matters. It matters for you. It matters for the rest of our church. It matters for the future of Relevant. It matters for the mission that Jesus has called us on. It matters for God's kingdom and glory. It matters for your marriage. It matters for your family. It matters for the unfinished transforming work that God wants to carry on to completion in you and in our church and through our church. It matters because commitment matters. It matters because the path to transformation is paved with commitment. After I pray, the band's going to begin playing our final worship set. And as they do, when you're ready, come forward, drop your commitment card in one of the barrels. There's three barrels up here across the stage. And as you do, declare, God, I trust you. I trust you. If you're joining us online, you can make your commitment on the website during this time as well. Would you stand with me? Dear Lord, as we're getting ready to, for some of us, take the biggest steps of faith we've ever taken, Lord, I pray that we just know that you're with us as we're choosing to trust and obey, as we're choosing to surrender, to sacrifice, to take the posture of priority and declare our trust in you. Lord, all these commitments that we're getting ready to make, Lord, I pray that you use these to do a transforming work in us as individuals, in our church as a whole, and through our church. That you truly use these commitments to carry on to completion the transforming work that only you can do. So Lord, right now, as we begin moving around this room and dropping these cards in these barrels, and I know some of us are like, I can't believe I'm doing this. We just say one final time, your will be done. We trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, after you commit, don't leave yet. We got one more thing before we walk out of here. Church, let's declare our trust in God together.
midst of the dark. And I don't know what you're doing, but blind, I am pursuing you now. Good Shepherd, lead my heart. Come and do what you want to do. You'll do what only you can do. I want to be where you are, no matter how far it takes me. Lead through the dark. Forsake me. Oh, 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 I'll trust in you. Oh, 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 I will trust in you.
Take
Lord, I pray that these commitments truly showed as we did this. This was a sign of our commitment that it truly was a declaration that those aren't just words that we sing, that we will trust in you. We will trust in you. We will trust in you, Jesus. We will follow you. We just want to be where you are. For your kingdom, for your glory, for the unfinished transforming work that you want to carry on to completion in us and through us. We trust in you. We trust in you. Lord, be glorified over the next 2 years through this. Do what only you can do through this. I pray that you show us your glory through this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us today. We are so passionate about helping people follow Jesus one next step at a time. If you're looking for your best next step, we want to invite you to text the word CONNECTED to 55444 to learn more about the steps you can take to continue growing in a relationship with Jesus. And last but not least, at Relevant, we know that generosity generates transformation. If you feel led to support the work that God is doing in and through Relevant Community Church, there are multiple ways that you can give digitally. Thanks again for spending some of your day with us, and we hope to connect with you soon.